The fact that the H1N1 virus was basically misnamed as swine flu has caused a dramatic economic impact to our farming operation, with cash hog prices dropping $12 to $15.
Welch, like many others in the pork industry, is unsure of what the future holds.
It's going to be tough to make it through the period of uncertainty because we really don't know what's ahead of us. Demand has dropped somewhat domestically, but it's dropped greatly on exports.
The consequences for pork producers have been severe.
We already were seeing a pork industry that was suffering from losses. We were estimating about $5 per head of loss as we went into the H1N1 virus. We've seen drops of prices for producers that have been as much as 12 to 15%.
By calling this incorrectly swine influenza virus initially, the assumption was made that pork products are not safe to eat. However, this new H1N1 strain was strictly a human health concern and had nothing to do with swine. Pork products are definitely safe to eat.
Amos believes the pork industry is taking an unnecessary hit.
Unfortunately, the convention of naming influenza viruses after the first species that they were found in had some unintentional negative consequences this time around. When people saw H1N1, they automatically assumed it was the traditional influenza virus found in swine, when in fact this was a brand new H1N1 limited to human infections.
Biosecurity measures help prevent the spread of disease between pigs, poultry, and humans.
If you are a sick person showing signs of the flu, it's not a good idea for you to be around chickens or pigs. If you work with sick chickens, you shouldn't work with pigs. We have these precautions in place. We also like to house species separately. We don't like to house poultry and swine together to prevent any possible spread of disease.
Other Purdue researchers are working on a vaccine to prevent further spread of H1N1 during this fall's flu season.
The scientists at the School of Veterinary Medicine at Purdue University, in collaboration with Center of Disease Control and Prevention at Atlanta, are working on developing a broad vaccine to protect against this 2009 H1N1 virus. And we hope to have the vaccine ready within 2 to 3 months period.